It's Thursday, the 25th of May, 8:05 a.m. And what a gorgeous morning. As far as I can tell, it's a clear blue skies at the moment. The sun's already quite high in the sky, but most of the garden's still in shade because of the trees that surround in the garden and over in the park, mostly shielded by that huge Leylandii tree in the park there. But then again, oh, what on earth is that? I planted that tree many years ago. Wow. I've never heard that before. It's not a motorbike. It sounds like maybe one of those Subaru Impressas. Yeah. I actually quite like the sound of those wide bore exhausts. Anyway, but the sun is getting past that Leylandii on the east side, and it's just blazing the big rhododendron, big petal with its massive pink ball flowers. If I actually went chop that big Leylandii down, I'd be standing here in full sun at this point. But I'd rather have it there. It reminds me of past times. I don't think I'll go any higher now. So last night, I went to bed, into our own bed, taking another gamble. My wife told me that during the day she had changed the bed sheets for here we go. However, I get it the wrong way around. I think she said the bed sheets that were on were cotton and she changed them for linen or vice versa. But she did say, whatever way it was round, she did say the bed should be cooler. So I suppose you ladies out there will know which one would be cooler. But anyway, when I jumped into bed last night, I could feel instantly, you know, that the bed was cooler, and I prefer cold actually. I love going into a cold bed. I hate going into a warm bed at all. Anyway, whatever it was, I had a fantastic sleep. Yes, it was up twice, but each time back to bed and out like the proverbial light bulb. And I looked at my Zoomio sleep app this morning and it was just full of blue deep sleep. And when the alarm went off, blow my pillow on, gathered enough strength to pull it out and cancel it, and I went back to sleep. It was my wife with her inbuilt clock realising about 4 minutes later that I hadn't got up yet. And it was just so wanting to just lie in bed. I want to go to sleep. I want to carry on with this great sleep. So what a fantastic night's sleep I had last night. Oh, God, it was great. Was it the sheets, or was it the... I keep saying psychosomatic, but... Oh, a suggestion. Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Anyway. So, as I said, a beautiful, beautiful morning. Calm, still, as far as I can tell. Even though those big trees in the distance don't seem to be swaying anything at the top. It's a good indicator. Oh, and all the trees around are all... maybe not in full leaf yet, but getting there. There's a big, I'd say 25 foot to 30 foot hawthorn just on the other side of the west fence. I can smell it this morning, smell that, those flowers. It's Some people think it's a horrible smell because it's quite chemical. Like some kind of cleaning, you know. Oh, it's very strong. My wife doesn't like it. I actually find it, it's not a beautiful smell, but maybe it's because it just reminds me of this. It just reminds me of spring and summer. And the birch trees are all in leaf, those beautiful little flickering leaves that let the sun go right through. And I've got three new plants to put in the garden. Two types of hydrangea and another rhododendron, handpicked by my wife for the colour. Beautiful purple, rich. Is it mauve purple? Purple mauve thing? I don't know. Anyway, it's a nice contrast to the brighter ones that we bought recently. So, I'm feeling much, much, much better this morning. What a difference one good night's sleep can make. Beautiful morning. Beautiful.